Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Aaron Judge is better than Pete Alonso, but Pete Alonso is more reliable than Aaron Judge. So I know Pete Alonso is going to play 160 games. And don't give me this you're jinxing him crap. He's proven in his career he plays every day. If he gets hurt now, that's not my fault. That just means something changed. Juan Soto is Pete Alonso as a superstar. And you've added that to the New York Yankees. So I love guys that play every day because they can be reliable and you know what they're going to give you. While with Aaron Judge, you never know if he's going to play this week. You have no idea.
So what it sounded like you were saying was that when Juan Soto becomes a free agent.
Nah, I'm not talking about free agency. Don't bring that up.
When he becomes a free
agent. No, we're not talking about free
agency. The Mets are going to sign him and let Pete go to free agency.
I'm not talking about free agency.
And then he's going to become a Yankee.
Yeah, one way or another, Soto or Alonso's a Yankee next year.
Right.
First of all, I never brought up free agency.
I'm messing with you, Evan.
You're messing with me?
I'm messing with you.
Why are you messing with me?
Because you're messing with me.
How am I messing with you?
You're messing with the Yankee fan. I'm messing with the Met fan.
No, I'm not messing. Because I said I'd rather have a guy who plays every day like Pete Alonso than Aaron Judge.
You're basically making them interchangeable. These stars / superstars who play every day and can become a foundation for your team. And the reality is, in this next offseason, the Mets are going to have to make a decision.
Now, forget the offseason. Why do you keep bringing up the offseason? I'm not talking about the offseason.
Because you're talking about Pete Alonso being better than Aaron Judge.
That's no. I said
being
I'd rather
more reliable. You'd rather have him.
Yes.
And so what I'm saying is fine. You take Juan Soto because Pete Alonso's going to free agency. We'll take Pete Alonso.
What is wrong in the water at WFAN that the knee-jerk reaction is to talk about next year?
You're trolling in a sense.
No, I'm not.
So I'm just trolling back.
I'm not trolling. Why is that trolling to say Pete Alonso's more reliable?
The moment you compare, as Sean is getting ready to say, you open the door.
No. What I'm trying to do for you is say you added a guy to your roster.
But you're not going to get Yankee fans to say, oh, yeah, I'd rather have Pete Alonso than Aaron Judge.
You don't have to because you have Juan Soto, which is my point. You went out and added a guy.
We have Juan Soto for a year.
I'm talking about this year. Why are we talking about next year? I'm talking about this year. We want to talk about next year?
As you scream with a beard that you have to shave because you knew it would have to go into next year.
That's irrelevant. I'm talking about this upcoming season.
Anytime you make a Pete Alonso comment, it's going to come up on next season. Right. It's inevitable.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. Evan can't take it. He can dish it. He just can't take it.
You've learned that.
Yes. He's getting angry because we're changing the subject.
You're changing it to free agency next year. Why are we talking about free agency next year?
Because you're trying to compare Pete Alonso to Aaron Judge.
No, what I'm saying is the new. I'm going to explain this again. Can I get a redo?
Yeah. Right. Pick someone else who plays 160 plus games a year and not be Pete Alonso.
No, I have to pick
Pete
Alonso.
Because as soon as you pick Pete Alonso, it becomes, all right, you're just trolling us.
No, I have to pick Pete Alonso because most baseball fans don't watch baseball outside of the teams in New York City. So if I bring up another player, if I bring up Manny Machado, it doesn't work. I'm not bringing him up.
Why
I'm going to waste your time with
that. I think New York baseball fans know who the hell Manny Machado is.
I'm not going to do it. I'm only going to bring up New York players. I have to give that comparison. You have a great player in Aaron Judge. He's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
He is completely unreliable. He never plays full seasons. I shouldn't say never. He rarely plays full seasons, a little bit less than half of the time in his career. In fact, on average, Aaron Judge will play 123 games a season. That's his record. That's what the proof is. 123 games per season. And I took the pandemic out because the pandemic doesn't do anything. And by the way, I did him a favor. Because if you include the pandemic, he would have missed 80% of the season. So Aaron Judge, on average, plays 122 games a season.
Okay.
Okay? You needed somebody who can be reliable, who you know will be out there all the time. Pete Alonso is out there all the time. He's not as good as Aaron Judge. I would never be foolish enough to say that he is, but he's more reliable. Pete Alonso averages 157 games per season. That's a real number, by the way.
Of course. A lot of goodness done the Mets.
122. Come on. Now you get me into these other discussions that are so off. Like, it doesn't make sense. Baseball is baseball. You think Mike Trout sucks because the Angels don't win? Take a lap.
Well,
take a lap
Mike
and shut your mic off, Mike then. Trout because you're morphing it into 18 other discussions. I want to stick to this to explain it.
But
you want to bring up a different sport.
Would you rather
unavailable.
Would you rather have Aaron Judge for 123 games a year or Pete Alonso for 150?
Well, first of all, why did you lower Pete's number? It's 157.
Okay. Would you rather have Pete Alonso for 157 games a year or Aaron Judge for 123?
I'd rather have Pete Alonso for 157.
Your sister's ass.
No, but that's my point.
See, that's where I think you're wrong.
So
I don't think the Yankee fan will agree with you.
But that's
I know what you're
but
saying.
But you don't need it because you just went out and got the guy who's bald. See, what Juan Soto is he's got the durability of Alonso, but the star power of Judge. You just got the morphing of both. Pete Alonso's not as good as Juan Soto. Pete Alonso's not as good as Aaron Judge. And guess what? Aaron Judge is not as reliable as Pete Alonso. Aaron Judge is not as reliable as Juan Soto. That's the facts. That's just the reality.
I mean, numbers will tell you you're right.
Of course they're right. So you need reliability.
Okay, so what's
Yankees
the point? So the point is Juan Soto is now a Yankee, so you have reliability to go with superstardom. But as long as he's healthy and as long as Cole comes back, as long as Rodon is Rodon, or at least what we think it was when he was with the White Sox, as long as Nestor was what he was 2 years ago, as long as DJ is fine, as long as Volpe continues to advance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I know what you're saying, but there's still all of these little marks that you can't ignore.
But the main mark is having that guy in the middle of your order. You didn't have it when Aaron Judge would miss the 40 games he always misses.
Mm-hmm.
You need, it's not just about Judge missing time.
Yeah.
It's about being good enough to overcome it.
Yeah, but
and they're able to.
You're putting it into an act.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aggregation. So we're looking at the totality of his career. But we did have him for 152 games in 2022.
Yeah.
Or 21.
2022.
Which
2022. And 2017, his first year.
And he hit 62 home runs. He was amazing, right? It was tantalizing to watch him every single night. And then they get to the postseason and OPS collectively at 500, right? So what does that do for you? At the end of the day, you need your stars to be stars when it matters.
Yeah, but I think
and so.
Thing is a tough. I throw that one out because it's a small sample size, bro.
I know.
You're going to say you can't play in the playoffs?
Nobody hit. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about everybody.
I agree. That's why you have to look at regular season. I'll ask it to you this way, because Sean gave his answer, and I respect it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a professional athlete, man, and you went out there and played all the time. So if there's anybody who would understand relying on a guy to go out and play, it'd be you.
Right.
Would you rather have an athlete who plays every freaking game? You can write it down in pen because he's done it his entire career and he's really good?
Mm-hmm.
Or the guy who, flip a coin if he plays and he's better and awesome? Who'd you rather have? The
both.
Reliable guy or the superstar who may play, may not play?
Both. I'd rather have me.
That's a badass answer. But that's why, like, you guys get offended and you think it's a troll job. It's not a troll job. It's actually a really interesting discussion. Would you rather have an athlete who's reliable and good, or an athlete that's unreliable and great? Like, don't get lost in this. Not once have I suggested Pete is better than Aaron Judge. I'd be an idiot to. I'm not. I'm saying he's more reliable than Aaron, just like you'd be an idiot to say that he isn't.
No doubt about it, but I think baseball has told you what they'd rather have. Is Pete Alonso going to touch the Aaron Judge bidding war?
No, but it's also coming off of a season in which he was healthy.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, you don't have an answer to that, do you?
No, I mean, it's fine, but I still think, again, you don't sign Aaron Judge not knowing his injury history.
No, I get it. We all knew the risk. And by the way, no regrets. No regrets. Because I understand when you have a guy, like, let me put this in perspective. When Aaron Judge, on average, take his average season, he plays 122 games. He hits 40 home runs in those 122 games. He has a 980 OPS. All amazing numbers. Pete Alonso plays 30 more games and hits 5 more home runs on average and has an OPS of about 880. So it's about 100 points lower. The numbers show you Aaron Judge is better, but it also shows you that you know the other guy's going to play. So over the course of a long season, and obviously it depends on how the rest of your roster is built, what would you rather have? It's a very simple question. Don't scoff at me like I'm some kind of idiot. It's a fair question.
I think depending on the sport. If this was football, I'd rather have the Pete Alonso. If this was baseball, I'd rather have the Aaron Judge because there's a lot of room to make up.
Well, first of all, we're talking baseball. We're not talking football.
Well, I'm just saying I do think that that does decide the difference.
Have I made you feel uncomfortable about something?
No, your face has made me uncomfortable, Evan, which we should address at some point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.